Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament on Saturday after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months, this man among them. Sheikh Sabah said if there are no reforms, the whole government should be replaced and go back to where it came from and bring back all the money they stole. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva later today for talks on the Syrian situation. He wants to deal with ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout the country. Meantime, about 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least 5 people. Nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling their rocket fire and air raids in the contested city since April the 22nd. Among those killed were at least 50 people in a hospital that was hit in an airstrike. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing. It happened on Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and then sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people aboard that doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far. This is VOA News. India's President Uhuru Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory on Saturday. He said to send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than in the marketplace.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner. And our reason is crystal clear. No one, and I repeat again, no one has any business trading in ivory, for this trade means death, death of our elephants, and death of our natural heritage.
The event marked Kenya's commitment to stopping the poaching epidemic, which has resulted in tens of thousands of elephants across the continent being killed every year for their ivory tusk. In total, the ivory at the burn represented tusks from an estimated 8,500 elephants. Russian President Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, and his wife Svetlana join Orthodox Christians in Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral late Saturday, marking the start of Easter Day. The service in the capital's main church lasted into the early hours today. As part of the service, Patriarch Kirill of Moscow lit the holy fire and led the traditional cross procession across the cathedral, then spoke to the congregation.
И в эту светозарную ночь, прославляя воскресшего Спасителя, мы сердцем чувствуем эту божественную небесную
правду. Кирилл said that God touches everyone who meets the day of his resurrection with faith. Easter being celebrated throughout the world by members of the Orthodox Christian churches. People across India continue to reel under a severe water crisis there, residents struggling to collect water, and it's in the middle of a harsh summer. This local resident says that the Bhima River has dried up and that they are all distressed because they don't have water and have to travel so far to get what little water they do have. Around 10,000 villagers have been affected by the water crisis. Extreme temperatures across the country have added to the people's plight. President Obama had one last chance on Saturday night to poke fun at fellow politicians, the press, and himself. It was the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. The dinner came amid some fierce presidential campaigning in this country that provided plenty of material for after-dinner remarks by Mr. Obama. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.